The Labour government is seeking to reform the safeguard mechanism, which was first introduced in 2016 by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Originally, the safeguard mechanism proved ineffectual at reducing climate emissions from Australia's largest carbon polluters. The federal government will seek to finalise the safeguard mechanism later this year, but the Climate Council of Australia already has a strong understanding of what the policy needs to effectively reduce Australia's climate emissions. The Wire Samuel Clark asked Chief Advocate for the Climate Council Jennifer Reyna, what's the safeguard mechanism and why it's been reformed?
The safeguard mechanism is one of Australia's big federal climate policy levers. It regulates the country's biggest industrial emitters, about 215 of them at the moment, many of whom are large fossil fuel companies that are fueling the climate crisis. So the safeguard mechanism is being reformed to encourage and incentivise those big industrial polluters to really start making deep cuts to their emissions. And that's why it's so important that we get it right and we get it right soon.
Are there any particular areas of the safeguard mechanism which the Climate Council is concerned about?
The government has indicated that it is willing to let these big polluters in the safeguard mechanism use carbon credits and offsets to account for 100% of their emissions under the scheme. That's a real worry, because if companies can keep polluting as usual and just buy some offsets on paper, they're not going to undertake the genuine transformation of their businesses need now to drive down emissions. The only way to tackle the climate crisis is for Australia's emissions to genuinely go down. And that means businesses need to transform themselves by finding new power sources and new processes and new technologies, rather than just continuing to rely on offsets, which don't make up the same difference, the same quality of emissions reduction that we need to see to really drive down emissions deeply this decade, which is the crucial decade for action to tackle the climate crisis.
With that, the federal government has set a 43% reduction target by 2030. How confident is the Climate Council that the safeguard mechanism will enable Australia to safely meet this target?
The safeguard mechanism is an essential piece of the puzzle to meeting and beating Australia's emissions reduction target. We know that the 43% target will not be enough to tackle harmful climate change, and that our national efforts are going to need to be ramped up over time. Getting the safeguard mechanism in right, with strong settings in place that mean businesses are genuinely starting their transformation to net zero, on track to meet 43% and then go better than it. But if we keep allowing companies to buy offsets and pollute as usual, we're not going to get there. And if the safeguard mechanism also opens the door to new coal and gas in the way that the government settings currently would, then we're just going to be pouring more fuel on the fire, and we're not going to be able to make the progress we need this decade to tackle harmful climate change.
What will this mean for Australia's largest polluters?
There are 12 big fossil fuel companies in the safeguard mechanism who account for more than 40% of the total emissions that it regulates. So this reform is about making sure big fossil fuel polluters in Australia's coal, oil and gas sector start pulling their weight in reducing emissions. Because up until now, they've had a completely free ride, and that's not good enough. These companies will need to start making real investments in technology change, in renewable energy and alternative power sources, and they need to do it soon, because their products are doing so much and fuel to the fire of harmful climate change, and we need to see those businesses start making change to pull their weight.
Is there any concern that the delay in the finalisation of the safeguard mechanism will allow fossil fuel lobbyists time to pressure the federal government into weakening any reforms?
We really applaud the government making this reform a priority in 2023, and we want to see them get on with it as quickly as possible. Having the new reform scheme in place by 1 July this year will mean that businesses have a clear plan and a clear message about what they need to do to pull their weight in Australia's transition towards net zero. So we think the time frame is rapid, and it should be rapid, because that's what's needed now in order to kickstart the transformation of heavy industry, which is contributing so much to Australia's emissions.
That was Chief Advocate for the Climate Council, Jennifer Reyna. Ending the story from The Wire, Samuel Clark.